From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The NATO commander in Afghanistan says a negotiated peace is the target. The NATO and Resolute Support Forces commander in Afghanistan says the U.S.'s new strategy there involving additional deployment of troops should give encouragement to Afghan people. In a news conference in Kabul on Thursday, General John Nicholson would not confirm the numbers, saying that would inform the enemy of how we're going to influence the battlefield. But Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday cited Pentagon plans from June calling for 3,900 more troops. Here's Nicholson.
There will be additional capabilities. Some of that's already arriving, but we're not going to talk about the specific numbers. We're not going to telegraph to the enemy what it is we're going to do and how we're going to influence the battlefield.
While the condition-based approach is the new strategy to win the war, Nicholson mentioned that peaceful reconciliation remains an option. Earlier on Monday, President Donald Trump, in a primetime address, unveiled his new Afghanistan strategy. He said the U.S. would shift away from a time-based approach to a conditions-based approach. U.S.-Egypt relations appear to be getting tested after the United States withheld millions of dollars in aid to Egypt over human rights concerns. The U.S. cut nearly $100 million in economic and military aid and delayed nearly $200 million more in military financing to Egypt, one of the largest recipients of U.S. foreign aid. Although Cairo's foreign ministry criticized the U.S. decision, it did release a video of a meeting with visiting White House advisor Jared Kushner and Egypt's foreign minister Sama Shukri. The meeting was reportedly canceled following the U.S. move. Kushner, and as part of an effort to revive Middle East peace talks, VOA.